Chapter 8. Together Again. After Tao left his friend Helvi, he travelled quickly, following the dog's scent. On the second day, his instincts told him he was in danger.
Something is following me,
he thought.
I can feel it.
He climbed to the highest branch of a tree. Below, he saw the cruel face of a lynx, a big, spotted grey cat. In an instant, the lynx was in the tree, trying to hit Tao with its paw. The branch moved, and Tao fell to the ground. He ran inside a small rabbit hole and left the angry lynx waiting outside. The lynx started to dig around the entrance to the hole and didn't notice a boy approaching with a rifle. The boy and his father wanted to hunt rabbits. The boy and the lynx saw each other at the same time. There was hate in the animal's eyes. He was ready to kill the boy. But the boy shot his rifle, and the lynx fell to the ground, dead. The boy approached his victim, trembling. His worried father arrived.
I'm happy you're okay,
he said.
A lynx can be very dangerous.
He put his arms around his son, and the two left. All was quiet, and then Tao came out of the hole.
Whew, that was a narrow escape,
he thought. 2 days later, Tao came to the top of a hill. There was a small stream in the valley below. On the other side of the valley, the cat saw the familiar figures of his two friends. He called to them excitedly. The sound echoed through the quiet valley, and the two figures stood still. They tried hard to identify the sound. Luath saw his loyal companion first. He ran quickly to meet his friend, with Bodger close behind him. Tao ran too, and they met at the stream. Bodger was very excited. He ran happily in the cat's direction. Tao climbed a tree and then jumped onto the back of his friend below. Luath stood and watched, his tail wagging. He waited for the old white dog to move and then went to welcome his friend. That night, the three animals slept close together. Tao lay happily between Bodger's front paws.